It's very spooky because I have my thing mirrored today.
How do you do that?
I flipped it so that you could see Ricardo wasn't backwards in my background. You just go to settings and then you flip it. So I'm like, it's like weird to see myself in a reversed mirrored situation because usually when I'm looking at myself in the mirror or I'm looking at myself in Zoom, it's not mirrored. So it's like a very odd kind of having weird. Like body dysmorphia kind of moment.
I hate it. I also realize that I'm still wearing my Crest white trim right now. So please hold.
We are trying to get everything done. Like, we multitasking. You got to go to the grocery store. You're wearing a white strip.
I realized, oh my God, it's really stuck. They really are innovating these white strips lately. Holy God. They used to just like fall off me. Now they don't want to come off. Hold on, I have one more. All right. Ooh, just trying to get these pearly whites a little pearly whiter before the wedding.
You know what I realize is kind of like poetic.
What?
Is that our 100th episode will be like week of Vegas. And I think that's just like kismet. I think that that's just like so fun.
It's
and
kismet.
I think it was meant to be, you know?
100%. We're multitasking today. This is a multitasking podcast episode.
It is also a bit of a chaotic episode because after this, I got to jump. I'm going to ACOTAR trivia at the bar. So your girl's booked and busy. Like, I got to get out of here. I got to go.
I have to finish this, go throw some fucking dinner in the oven or something, and then have a call with my videographer for the wedding. I'm like,
ladies, you can do it all.
Biz.
You can do it all if you just don't sleep. And if you're neurotic like us.
If you're neurotic like us, exactly.
There's like no time like the present to get everything you need to get done.
Every single thing. Why not?
Why not?
Oh, God.
Anyway, welcome to the Two Girls One Formula podcast, TG1F, an F1 podcast with Kate and Nicole. We're your hosts today.
My name's Kate.
I'm Nicole.
I wish you were sponsored by Liquor.
Do you think we should email them?
Yeah, probably. I literally love these.
Why not? Let's just email everyone.
Literally, like, save my life.
I almost considered making a limoncello LaCroix drink at your bath or at your shower the other day because I was like, I know she loves these. Maybe I should incorporate them, but
so good.
I had too many things going on. I couldn't commit to another drink.
One or two things happening. I know.
I couldn't commit. You're like,
what about this drink? What about that drink? Too many drinks. But it was so good. So it's all good. It's all good. It's all good. Anyways, what's been up? What's happening? What's the 411 on your life?
I'm just counting down the days to the wedding. Like, that's really it. I'm just.
I know,
like,
me too. 18, if you're counting. Well, 18 the day that we're recording this. 16.
16 when you listen to it.
On the day that people are listening. Oh my God.
If you are a good fan and you listen to it on Thursday when it comes out.
Yeah. If you're a
real fan. We can't speak for anyone else who listens to it not on a Thursday.
Yeah. So, as of Thursday, it was 16 days. But I did. We did apply for our marriage license today, which is pretty crazy. It was actually really funny. So we had to go to town hall. Obviously, we had to like go to the like clerk/registrar's office. Mm-hmm. And so we walk in and we're like, hi. And literally, it's just like a bunch of like older women that like work at town hall. Mm-hmm. And one of them looks up and, you know, it's like, I feel like you think of like the office, like people that are just like, yeah, I'm here all the time, like whatever. And she's like, I am pretty sure I know what you guys are here for, but I'm going to ask anyways. And then the other two ladies are like, look how happy they are. Like, we obviously know what they're here for. And we're like, yeah, marriage license. And they're like, whoa, shocker. Two young people, a young couple that's so happy walks into the town clerk's office.
Oh, you're in love? Oh, cool.
We were like, that's us. It was so easy. But also she was like, you have to make sure it's exactly correct. Everything is right. I was like, oh my God, I had to put like where I was born. I had to put like all this crazy stuff. I had to put like my mom's maiden name, like all this stuff, like just like super, super detailed. And I was like, I really hope that I do this wrong.
They don't want people being identity theft married.
True. I also, there was also a thing, also a question, like a box to check off. It was like, so I was party A and Nick was party B. And on it was like, are you related to party B through blood or marriage? I was like, yeah. No.
Yeah, because you can't get you. That's incest, babes. They don't want that. You can't do that.
I know, so but I was like, why is this even a question? Like, no, I'm not related to him. I hate that that has to be a question. Like, no, we're not related. Nick was like, well, we could have been step siblings. And I was like, we're not, though.
I mean, that's technically kosher.
I guess. Weird, though, still. Sorry to, if anyone's also listening and they're married to their step sibling, but I think that's a little bit weird.
No, for me. But let's get into some F1 stuff. I feel like it was kind of an interesting week. I feel like everyone was all over the place this week.
Yeah.
We were an off week. And so next race, obviously, is Qatar this weekend.
Sure.
And Qatar, it was formally introduced in 2021.
Yeah,
but we didn't race there in 2022 because I went back and checked and I was like, I'm almost positive there was not a Qatar race last year, and there was not. I don't know why, but there wasn't. Maybe it was because of the World Cup, because they had the men's World Cup last year in Qatar, and so I think maybe that was why. I'm using my brain.
Also, but Nick just walking back and forth.
I know. I wanted to be like, tell him not to be like naked or anything, because I can see right into your house.
He should be going on a run soon, so he'll stop. Hey.
And in terms of 2021's finishers, we had Hamilton, Max, Alonso, podium, which feels like potentially could be a this year podium as well. Like, it's not that far out of...
No.
I don't think that it would finish in that order, but I think...
I would love it to.
Those three could be our top contenders this weekend.
Yeah. I mean, the world is their clam. I feel like, I mean, there has been a huge Alonzissance since that time. So I feel as though...
Alonzissance.
What it
Renaissance?
Fernandissance. But so I feel like he's been on the up and up since then, even. So I could see it.
Yeah, I could see it too.
I mean, McLaren's been doing so well the past couple races too that I'm like, will we see another McLaren on the podium? Will we see Ferrari? I don't know. Anything could happen. Anything could happen.
And you know who we're certainly not going to see, though?
Who?
Daniel.
Yep.
Danny's out.
He kept his fucking seat, though.
Danny's out for Qatar. They said, well, Liam, Danny's getting the seat next year, so... You might as well race as much as you can for AlphaTauri this year. Might as well. So no racing for Danny. They're saying he's going to be back for Austin, though. So yep.
He's in there, like, absolutely putting in the work. He's like, I'll be back for Austin.
He'll be back. Yeah, he's like, if I'm not back for Austin.
It's the carrot dangling in front of you as you're, like, going, but it's Austin dangling in front of him.
Exactly.
He's just doing wrist exercise. He's like, have to be ready for Austin. Have to be ready for Austin.
He is putting his wrist in rice.
Just stirring
it. Swirling that shit.
Swirling it.
I was thinking about that the other day where I was like sitting here and I was having like a wrist pain and I was like, oh, my wrists are weak. I gotta fist the rice. And Carly was like, why do you say shit like that? Like, why do you say shit like that? And I was like, well, Kate and I used to always complain about having weak wrists at the gym and we Googled how to fix it. And the only way to do it is if you put your fist in a bag of rice and you...
You just fish the rice.
You fish the rice. Like, I don't know how else to describe to you that that's what you have to do.
Sorry,
so Danny. Danny, if you are looking to strengthen your wrist, get
put
on the rice.
In the rice.
It's swirl like when your phone is broken. Around. It's like when you have water damage, put that shit in rice.
Just swirl.
And it's all better.
Swirl it around. Rotate it. Do some fucking exercise.
Look at the flick of the wrist, as they say.
With the rice. I can't wait for this to be a cut, a reel, and it's nothing. It's just this, and it's just what are they talking about? What are these girls talking about as they go like this? Anyways, okay, yeah,
but also, speaking of Danny, I know some recent news has come out about him for like potentially being a primer for replacing Checo at Red Bull, and a lot of people are pretty mad about this, but it's like,
why are people obvious? Mad? I feel like because I've missed the hate.
Because they just don't want, they don't think that Danny deserves the seat at Red Bull based on his performance the past couple of years. Mm-hmm. Now, do I necessarily disagree with that? No.
No.
But do I think Red Bull is pretty smart? Do I think that they have winning on the mind? 100%. And do I think that they see potential in bringing Danny back for that second seat? 100%.
Yeah.
So I don't think that it's like, oh, haha, Danny and Max are best friends, so we're going to put Danny back in the second seat so Max is happy. Like, I don't think that that's going to be the case. Obviously, there is some potential. There is some underlying stuff that we just don't get to see as spectators.
And I just feel like, aren't your expert,
so
people,
I will leave that decision to the professionals. And Christian, if you think Danny's ready for a Red Bull seat, then so do I.
Yeah, I feel like the thing that happens sometimes as fans of one is I think people forget that there's strategy behind teams. Like, I just feel like we're like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of like announcements, people are like, oh my God, that like totally makes sense because like they're going to put Danny back because like he and Max get along, or like bringing Danny to McLaren because he and Lando get along. It, like, it's never about that.
Yeah.
It's about all these other things that we don't know. And I feel like that kind of gets like lost in the sauce, you know?
As much as we want to consider Danny a personality hire, he is actually a little bit talented at the end of the day. And so he will be brought in on his merit at some points as well.
Yeah. So I think it will be interesting.
Yeah.
To hear. I mean, I'm sure that they're also
watching,
like,
the space.
I think they're also probably like, yeah, that's what we're thinking, but we do have to see how he now like performs
right
now that he's in one of like a car that's like closer to ours and like a team that like is under our control. Like, we have to see how that goes and then we'll see. So
yeah,
I'm sure it'll pretty heavily depend on like the end of this season and obviously next season, but
yeah,
would be fun.
Yeah,
could be fun.
And like, in terms of people getting seats at the table, seats on the track, seats on the grid, we have a potential for a new team.
11th team.
11th team. And no, it is not the Brad Pitt team, which rest in peace. But the writer's strike is over, so we may see that coming back. Although, I actually don't think that I don't know if they came to terms with the actor's strike.
They haven't, I don't think. I think it's just the writer's strike is over. Now the actor's strike is ongoing. But I think they're hopeful because now that the writer's strike is over, the actor's strike should...
They'll get back on track. So Andretti has been formally approved by the FIA to join Formula One, which, kind of exciting. Another American team potentially on the grid. But this does not mean that Andretti is 100% joining the grid in the next couple of years. This just means that they have checked two out of the three boxes that they need to officially get on. So they have to, you know, they're either going to join 25 or 2025, 2026, and they must go through what the FIA calls phase three. Sounds spooky, of the process. So it basically just involves a commercial discussion with Formula One and remains a huge hurdle for Andretti to clear, because Domenicali and Liberty Media have both been really lukewarm on an 11th team joining the grid, and they're under no obligation to agree to this, stressing that any new applicant must prove what it can bring to the table. So they're saying, all right, Andretti, what have you got for us? Why?
What do you do for us?
I'm imagining Andretti, envision this: Stefano Domenicali, Toto Wolff, Christian Horner, and the head of Liberty Media, Greg Maffei.
Okay.
And Andretti's like, today, sharks, I have a potential investment for you. Investor is potentially you. And he's doing his pitch. And they're like, for that reason, I'm out.
He's actually like, potential investor is potentially me. Because I'll be paying you to let me in.
Exactly. So the teams have also been really hesitant over their fears that their share of revenue is going to be cut by 11 instead of 10. And it's a whole thing. And Formula One has not had a new team join the grid since 2016 when Haas joined a year before Liberty Media took over the championship. So yeah. Liberty Media has not gone through this process before, which I think will be an interesting learning lesson for everyone involved. But you know, we've talked about this a little bit before when they officially put in their bid, right? To get in, it's $200 million just to join the league, which, what?
It's just, such a, like, ludicrous number.
Oh. Well, it's not even, like... ludicrous
number.
Which, it's like, not even, like, considering other teams, like, other franchises, like, other sports franchises. Like, for the NBA, I want to say it's, like, $500 million.
It's, like...
it's kind of absurd.
That concept is so crazy to me.
So, essentially, that $200 million is just going to be split 10 ways. So, the teams are essentially, like, can we milk them for more? So, they're trying to up that price from $200 million to $500 million. So... let's see how this goes.
That's like more than doubling it. Like that's, I can't. Money is insane to me.
So who's to say? I feel pretty positive about Andretti joining Formula One just because I think it has a lot of public power behind the discussion, right? I think so many more people are invested in these conversations. We're seeing more people talk about it. And the more people who are excited by this, the more potential they have to approve that because they're like, well, more fans will be more engaged in the sport and more eager to kind of have that, especially since we've seen kind of a plateau of engagement across Formula One. So
I also think it's like, it'll be nice, especially because, I mean, Haas is an American team, but like, it's not really like, I don't know. I feel like, and especially with such an increased viewership in the U.S., it'll be interesting to see a new U.S. team come in that, like, it'll come in after the growth in the U.S. And so it'll, I feel like, and you know, we've talked about this before, like, nobody becomes passionate about team like the U.S. Like, we're crazy. So, like, to have a team that is, like, ours, I feel like will be, sky's the limit for how, like, successful that will be.
So, I think it's probably in their best interest, but I think that they're going to draw it out and they're really going to make Andretti work for it. But I envision that we'll see an 11 to join the grid in the next 2 years.
They love money. So if they're going to get an extra couple fucking $100 million, then it's going to happen.
It's going to happen. Exactly. And, you know, in terms of big money numbers and kind of blowing minds with the amount that has been written on the slip of paper passed across the table is that Apple is looking to acquire the streaming rights for Formula One.
I have so many mixed feelings about this.
So Apple is really trying to, I think, collect a lot of, not, I wouldn't say the niche, but like kind of the up and coming sports packages. Like they just acquired the MLS streaming rights and saw a huge success with that. So they're really trying to figure out how to create a bundle of all of the sports streaming services. So rumor has it, and I don't know if this is confirmed, but they essentially bid $2 billion annually, doubling the current global TV rights revenue for Formula One. So like, F1's not even worth that much in streaming or the revenue that it has. But they said, you know what? Double it. Double it and give it to the next person. I am just kind of, it's insane. So they, you know, not only demonstrate their hefty financial commitment, but also underscores their belief in the robust future of the sport, despite some narratives like the supposed diminishment of fan engagement due to Max Verstappen's dominance. So they said, fuck it, we're Max fans, and we'll pay $2 billion to continue to see him win over the next several years.
Yeah, it's really interesting because I think that we've seen Apple do a good job with stuff like this. So, like, that's exciting. But also, I don't know, I just get, like, hate when places have streaming rights because I'm like, not everyone has an Apple subscription. Not everyone can afford an Apple subscription. And right now, people have ESPN that they can watch the races. And they, yeah. like, you can get ESPN on, like, your most basic cable packages for the most part. Like, some of the lowest cable packages you can get ESPN to be able to watch the races. F1 TV is, like, really great. I just feel like, I don't know, I feel like if Apple comes in, it becomes this monopoly and it just becomes less accessible. And Formula One isn't an accessible sport to begin with. So to like continue to elevate its inaccessibility, I just feel like is like a bummer. And like that's going to be harder to get new people in because yeah. like, yes, you'll get everyone that has an Apple TV subscription and maybe doesn't know F1, but then it's on there and they're like, oh, this I'll check this out, whatever. But it's gonna be harder for people to be like, oh, you should start watching F1, and but you know, so and so doesn't have an Apple TV subscription, so like how are they supposed to watch it? Like, I just think, I don't know, I would like to see if they do get streaming rights, I would like to maybe see like ESPN be able to keep it.
Yeah,
I don't know if ESPN like has those rights or like if they're necessarily just considered like cable and so that doesn't count because it's streaming rights. I don't really know because ESPN also has ESPN Plus, which is like is a streaming platform. So I'm like, I don't really know how these things work. Obviously, I do not have a seat at the table and I am like not in the room right
now.
So I'm sure that they are thinking about these things, I hope. But I'm just, you know, putting my concerns out there. You know, questions, concerns. I have some. I'm just putting them out there to hope that someone hears.
Okay, question for you.
Slowly. he's the sloth at the DMV from Zootopia.
Exactly.
He's like, I'm listening.
Okay, question for you.
Ask me.
Apple TV makes a F1 version of Ted Lasso. Who on the grid would you want to see embody Ted Lasso? Like, who gives off the biggest Ted Lasso energy on the grid?
I mean, I want it to be Gunther. He could never be, but I wanted to be Gunther.
It doesn't necessarily have to be a team principal. It could be like anyone.
I know, I'm thinking.
I think, unfortunately, Danny. Danny gives big Ted Lasso energy, but also I think Charles.
Yeah. It's funny when we ask questions like this, I'm like, I don't know anyone that's on the grid. It's like when I play Wordle and I'm like, I've never heard of a word before. And like, we're like, who on the grid would do this? And I'm like, I don't know anyone. So I actually don't know.
That's okay if you don't have an answer.
I mean, I feel like also, I mean, Lewis would crush.
That's fair.
Absolute inspirational sayings all over the place. And like, also, I feel like personality-wise, maybe Esteban.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's just yeah. feels like someone that would be like, come on, guys. It's okay. You know?
I love that. Yeah.
Or Will Buxton.
Screaming.
Or us.
You're we're absolutely
always,
right. It's
we're
us.
We're always throwing our own names in the hat.
It's us. Duh.
It's always us. The obvious answer.
Okay, tell me about this next thing on the agenda.
Okay, so I, like, just as we were looking at the agenda today, I just Googled, like, F1 news and, like, looking around on the internet and saw a press release from this, like, random clothing company called Hive Colony. And they put out a press release saying, like, Hive Colony reveals fit and fashion necessities for Formula One events. For what? Like, for no reason. Like, and they were okay. like, we're giving
also,
you.
Also, this picture included that's what you're wearing to the Austin Grand Prix? That's what you're like, wearing in that photo?
I was like, maybe Miami. Like, me. I don't know. They were like, we have an athletics line of, like, Taylor. It's like a men's dress wear. Like. Workwear company. Like, I was just like, I don't, what's happening here? And so, and then they like didn't even give any tips or like any, they just like were talking about F1 and like what it is and why it's so popular. And I was like, what is the purpose of this? And like, as someone that works in PR, that press release that they put out, like that press release probably cost them upwards of $750. To put out over PR Newswire. Like, that cost $750 for them to put that out, and it literally doesn't make any sense, and they didn't give any tips. And I was like, why did you do this? Like, who on your team was like, you know what we should – like, that's a pitch. Like, that would be more like if you want people to write about that, like, you would, like, pitch that story idea out. You don't write a press release about that. It's not news. It's, like, not – I'm, like, literally flabbergasted.
You know what I'll tell you?
And also, like, why the fuck? First of all, if you're ever going to name another company in a press release, you have to get their, like, consent. And I guarantee you F1 did not give their consent to be included in this. So I'm like, they're going to get a cease and desist so fast. I'm blown away.
The thing is I'll tell you this. Obviously, you know, I started my career in SEO, search engine optimization, and I'm currently back in the SEO space. This is purely so when you Google F1 outfits, this comes up, gives you no context, but it's enough. And when the thing that they link to, our curators suggest blending style and comfort with an informal yet polished look that's perfect for your guided track tour. When you click on that link, it goes to a article that says the do's and don'ts of wearing a suit jacket as a sport coat. What is a sport coat? Wear a suit jacket for casual events. Keep the jacket unbuttoned. Don't wear a tie. They said SEO keyword research typing this in. This is not like, the content.
No, I'm just like, I just cannot fathom that you spent that much money on this. And it doesn't, first of all, if you were going to do this for SEO purposes, give the fucking tips that you said in the timeline that you were going to give. Like, be like, we would suggest this pant with these shirts, or like actually give tips for how to use your clothes in an F1 race. Not like, they just like didn't say anything. They like had a lot of words that didn't say anything. And I was like, this is pointless. This
our is team pointless. Loves prepping our clients to look their best for the special events on their calendar and guiding them through the steps in curating a customized Formula One wardrobe.
Will you
please?
What does that word salad mean?
You have to, if you want to go to the F1 races, you have to wear shoes, belts, pocket squares, and more. So, fellas,
you heard it here first.
You got to wear your pocket squares to the F1 race.
If you show up to an F1 race without a pocket square,
should we put out a line of pocket squares?
Yeah, we should. We need to at this point because they're necessities.
Well, I'll tell you this, Hive Colony, whatever the fuck your name is, you got some free press from the two girls today. So your $750 was worth it. Your $750 was worth it, okay? You didn't even have to pay us to mention you on our podcast.
Literally, banana pancakes. Absolutely banana pancakes. I saw that and I was like, I'm sorry, come again?
Men.
What's going on here?
Men.
Anyways, something... That was a very surprising thing that I saw today. Something that was not surprising that we saw.
The least surprising thing
is that Martin Garrix is expanding his empire.
He's back
and better than ever, and just assuring full motorsports domination.
Yeah.
He was back in action, but this time with Pato O'Ward, who's racing an IndyCar right now. And I literally, the number of people that sent it to us and being like, he's still going. And I was like,
y'all see this? He's broadening his reach.
He can't keep getting away with this. I'm just, you know what we need to do?
Tell me.
We got to get Martin Garrix on the podcast, and that's on facts. Like, we
that's
need
facts.
Him on here. We need to be like, how did your passion for F1 begin? How did your passion for general motorsports begin? Who's next on your list of people that you're going to be friends with and you're going to be in Instagram photos with? Like, what's the deal here?
You know what I need from Martin? I need a complete feature album. This is what he's working towards. He's working on a complete feature album, like Ed Sheeran style,
yeah.
Calvin Harris style, where every single one is going to be a feature with an F1 driver. And I can't wait. Honestly, if this is what his goal is, I can't wait for it.
Yeah, he's just going to be sampling cars. He's sampling the sounds of the cars. It's going to just be like, lights out and away we go. And then it's going to go.
And then there's going to be a little sprinkle of the Dutch national anthem in there. It's Martin Garrix featuring Max Verstappen, Dutch national anthem, the remix.
Yeah, remix by Lil Andy.
Yeah, perfect. It's his ideal setup. So we'll have to get him on the pod when that album drops, because like, it's going to be
at this
the
point,
banger.
It's a conversation that needs to be had.
We need to bring him to the red table. We need to have a red table talk.
Martin. Maybe we should just be in Vegas, and he's most likely going to be in Vegas.
He's going to be in Vegas.
And we are going to say, excuse me, sir, can we bother you for a quick second? It's going to be mail-in-style. We're just running up like, sir.
Martin. Please, the people want to know.
What is your end game?
What's your MO here?
Anyways,
I think we can make that happen. We're going to make that happen.
We're going to make it happen.
100%.
So stay tuned, guys. This is on this week's episode of Manifesting with the Two Girls, something like this will happen.
Another thing that's going to happen is Daniel Ricciardo is going to put out new Enchanté merch.
It never ends. Another one.
I'm really curious what the vibes are for this one, because it seems so similar to the rodeo one. Like, is he just doing like rodeo part two for Austin? Because probably. It's very much giving like Western cowboy hats. It's giving saloon. It's giving, yeah. You know, so obviously he hasn't dropped it yet, but I'll be curious to see how this one is different than rodeo.
Here's what I would like for Danny.
Tell me.
I would like him to get a new team, a new branding team, a new merchandising team, because these people are bringing zero new ideas. Maybe the merchandising team is with like the different themes. Maybe that comes from Danny himself. Maybe it's his team. I don't know. But the promotion of each launch, I'm like, I'm bored. I'm tired. Every single time it's the same thing. It's we're just going to start getting these random pictures of like random vibes. And then you can find kind of piece together what it's going to be. And then all of a sudden it's there. And I'm like, just give me something different. Like, give me something more exciting than like just the same tactic every single time. It's just like, oh, okay, Enchanté just posted and it's like the inside of a record store. Wonder what it could be. Like,
here's the thing though, is that
I guess it works, but
people
like
people are buying. People I know, are but buying.
Here's the thing, is if he wants to be like a legitimate like lifestyle brand, you have to push the envelope. Like, you can't just like,
yeah, Danny, push the envelope. Let's go.
Come on. You have so much time fisting the rice. Like, just like get the brain churning. Get the brain thinking. Let's start being creative. Let's use the time you're fisting the rice for good. All right? Start thinking. Have some extra calls.
Start twisting. Start thinking. Get that headpiece on. Start getting to business.
On.
You only need like, one hand for a phone call, okay?
I just like really think that like it's worked for him. People are gonna buy it. People are always gonna buy it. But if you want to like start getting attention for being like an actual lifestyle brand and not like a driver that's just like releasing collections, then like you need to do things that are creative and you need to do things that are like going to be worthy of people like writing about it or paying attention to it. Like, if you want media outlets to start covering Enchanté, like, oh, Enchanté put out this new launch, like, you need to start doing more that's like differentiates each launch from each other, because otherwise it's just all going to be the same and it's like, okay, well, I've seen this before.
I think I've seen this film before and I didn't like the ending.
I mean, I guess I liked the ending, but it feels
it was a mediocre ending at best, so we'll see. Obviously, I'll keep my eyes peeled for the Enchanté drop. I haven't bought anything since the Cafe collection. I didn't even buy anything when it was on sale recently.
Wasn't the Cafe collection last one? Oh, no, that he had Beach Club.
Beach Club. No, Cafe was last summer. So.
Really? Already?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. They all blend together for me, see?
So it was either last summer.
It was spring.
No, because the Cafe Collection was when things started to get good. Like, I think Cafe Collection was, like, one of his first Enchanté drops because he was still at McLaren. And last, he did Austin, and then he did Ski, and then he did Gatorland.
Gatorland, got it. That's what I remembered.
This past spring, but
I did, like, Enchanté Chalet. I did get a long sleeve, I do wear that a lot.
You do. That is one of your favorite pieces of clothing, so
I wear it's like I got the extra large, I think, and so it's basically just like a dress on me, and it's like so cozy.
I love it. I love it.
Anyways, what else? What else? What else?
All right.
What else?
We obviously had an off week this week, so the boys were out doing their boy things, and Lando and Carlos were doing their favorite pastime, which is golf.
Yeah.
And Carlos was having a little fanboy moment at the Ryder Cup where he was talking to what is his name?
Novak Djokovic.
I'm blanking on his name. I can't think of it right now. I don't have my phone on me. But it was just so...
Oh, no, it wasn't Novak. It was Rafael Nadal.
No, that's tennis.
Yeah, but it was the... Oh, you're talking about Ryder Cup. I was thinking about the when he played in the champion, like all-star golf league or whatever.
Oh, and he was partnered.
Yeah.
Partnered with Nadal?
Or Djokovic. Yeah, Novak Djokovic. Yeah.
I know, but that's not who I'm talking about.
Oh.
I'm talking about, obviously, Rory McIlroy.
Oh.
But Rory McIlroy, one of the best golfers in the game right now. And Carlos was just there. He, like, posted a little video of him, like, chatting behind the, like, gate with him. And I was like, this is giving fangirl behavior. This is giving. He's so excited. He's like, oh, my God, take a video of me while I'm chatting with this famous person so I can post it on my social media later. Like, that's what it was giving. It was just really cute. But, yes, he also did play. Lando did not play, but I saw him with the trophy. They were just, like, really around for golf. And if you don't know what the Ryder Cup is, they have it. There's the Ryder Cup. And then for the women, there's the Solheim Cup. And it's Europe versus America. And they basically just see who can get the best score. And then they take home the cup every year. So Europe did win again this year. We, us Americans, often are not very big winners when it comes to the Ryder Cup. But the Solheim Cup on the women's side, we are pretty good. So take that.
Take that. Let's see. This next one.
This next one could be the topic of quite literally an entire podcast episode.
Charles with
when I tell you I saw it and I said, I'm logging off because it was simply too much for me, and I'm not even a Charles girl, so I can't even imagine how you and the rest of the Chuck sluts were feeling, because that did emotional damage to me.
It was really tough to see and know that that was not our child. No, he just, like, oh, he's just dad material, you know? Like, he just, like, the way he picked that baby up and just, like, cradled her head, I was like,
the gentle kiss on the cheek. Like, it was,
like, imagine Charles being, like, the uncle to your child, too. Like, that's, like, his best friend's baby. And, like, you know that he's, like, this is, like, my, like, he loves that baby.
And I'm sorry. Like, if we were dating and I saw that play out in real life, I'd be like, immediately we're going home and I'm getting pregnant. I'm getting pregnant. Because
anchor baby, o'clock. What time is it? Time for anchor baby, bitch.
And it's not even because of, like, who he is as a person. It's just because, like, seeing that play out, I'm like, I have baby fever. I have baby fever and I want to see you with a baby full time.
All the time.
I need it. Like, I need it.
Yeah, it was
Charles.
Chills again. It was just really, really good.
I need more baby content. So it was Marta's baby, right?
Yeah, Marta and what's his name? Barreto.
So Marta, PSA, PSA, please.
More.
Please,
more. Lots more.
I'm pressing the button more, okay?
More.
I'm a Charles Leclerc baby fiend, and there's no amount of content I can watch that will ever subside my need for this. So thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Thank you. We could end this here on that note. No, we have a lot more to talk about, including Milan Fashion Week happened and Paris Fashion Week. And a lot of fashion weeks were on. Pierre and Kika were at Paris Fashion Week. And it, you know, it's the age-old question with them is, like, who got the invite?
Right.
And I'm pretty sure it was probably Kika because she is a model. So I'm like, I don't know. It's, like, kind of funny. I'm like, I don't know who got the invite, or did they both? Because now they're, like, this little, like, fashion couple. But I agree with your little note here of, like, I'm surprised we didn't see the Ferrari boys at Milan Fashion Week. But I also am not surprised because it was an off week. And I think we know that those two really value time home or, like, doing other things. So I think, like, Charles really obviously, like, he loves to go home to Monaco and, like, hang out. So I think if they had talked to him, I'm pretty sure he would have been like, no, I'm going.
Yeah, and wouldn't have gotten baby content. Yeah. So,
and Carlos obviously had the Ryder Cup, so he probably had, like, a previous arrangement.
Yeah, all very excellent points. Thanks. But maybe that's why they had them film that little video of them being models, because they weren't able to physically be there. But I just feel like,
was Milan Fashion Week this past weekend, or am I wrong?
No, Paris was this past weekend. Milan was last week.
Okay, same thing, though, because they were going into an off week.
Yeah, so I think it was because Tube Girl was at Milan Fashion Week. So, yeah, Tuesday, September 19th to Monday, September 25th. So it was last week. Then Paris was this past week as well. So
got it. Yeah.
Pierre's posting his slutty little pics. prepare his fashion always week.
Pierre's always going to go to a fashion week because he likes to see and be seen.
He loves to be seen.
He's the sceniest of
them all.
So he will always be saying yes.
Scene queen, Pierre. Pierre, if you were at Milan Fashion Week, you could have done a video with Tube Girl, and everyone who voted for you could have been right. Correct. Not that they still can't be right, but could have come a lot sooner. So true. Okay, before we get into this last one of these last things, Danny came out, was like recently asked about getting fired from McLaren.
Brutal.
And I think this is such a valuable kind of conversation to read, because I think everyone can kind of learn from this experience and like take some inspiration from how Danny kind of pivoted and understood the situation. So he says, you know, but it's all performance-based, and let's say the business side of it didn't work out of being at McLaren.
Yep.
At the time, it was a bit of a harsh reality getting fired, but by the end of the season, when I got home from Christmas, I was like, okay, it probably doesn't help my reputation, but at that point, I didn't care anymore. It was a blessing in disguise. I needed to step away for a bit, refine myself, refine my love for the sport, and if it could have been done in a better way, fine, but at the same time, I don't think me finishing out the contract this year would have done me any favors. He goes on to say, I guess in a way, I thank them for making that decision, because we were in a bit of a hole and I'm not sure we could have got out of it. And, you know, I think he basically said there's no bad blood. Like, obviously, he's like, I'm still friends with everyone on the McLaren team. And obviously, Danny had some media training, right? We know he's media trained and he's not really going to talk ill about this situation. But I do think he could have phrased this, if it was really bad blood, it could have gone in a completely different direction. And I just think that it really shows his maturity to be like, hey, obviously wasn't the end of the world. Like, I'm getting a second chance. I think it was good for me. I think I have a really good opportunity ahead of me that I never would have had I stayed at this team. And so,
I think it's always like, hindsight is always 20/20, and like, even when you think you're in like a really bad situation, like it always is going to come to an end, and more times than not, you're going to look back on it and be like, I'm glad that happened.
Right.
Maybe I wish it happened in a different way, but regardless, I'm glad that like this situation happened. And I think that's like, you're right, like such a valuable lesson and like a good way to think about things. I feel like this is very like thematic, because last week on the Instagram, I was asking people for their like favorite quotes for when they're in like having a tough time. And a lot of people said things like, tomorrow is a new day, and like, it will end. And like, it's not going to be like this forever. Like, the night is always darkest before the dawn. And I feel like all of that really like coincides with what Danny's saying. Like, obviously that was a really tough time for him. And in the moment he was really upset. Like, obviously like getting fired is never great, but now looking back, like, I think he's in such a great place, and like, we've noticed it. We've noticed him like seeming different. So like, I think that was like a really good thing. And like, I really do appreciate how he talked about that.
Yeah, no, 100%. I just read that and I was like, you know, if you've never been there, if you've never been fired from your job, it definitely is not a fun experience, but I think what's meant to be will be. And so you just kind of reframing that it was not going to be the best opportunity for you is the right way to think about it. And so I'm glad Danny has reached that point of view.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Another thing is Lewis Hamilton was asked about Ferrari. We've talked about in the past couple of weeks about how he's obviously re-signed with Mercedes for until 2025. And, you know, he was asked about these Ferrari rumors, and he says he had casual conversations with Ferrari. He said, while he had casual conversations occurred, he never considered relocating to Italy, nor was a formal contract ever presented to him. So I think you and I discussed in depth Lewis going to Ferrari, but he was pretty solid and firm on the fact that he's going to be with Mercedes at least for the next 2 years. So,
yeah, never say never, though, especially if conversations have happened.
Yeah.
And we at least know that like some sort of basis of those rumors was correct. So
100%.
Interested to see what else might happen.
We'll see. Eyes peeled. And one more thing before we get into the girls' room. And this is kind of a segue. It's kind of the girls' room, but I have just been so impressed, and this has kind of been like all summer, right? The Taylor Swift vacation of Formula One and sports in general.
Yep.
And if you recall, earlier this year, in 2023, we said on a podcast that this was going to be the year for girls in sports. Like, the girlies were claiming sports as their own in 2023. And now, in October, we have absolutely claimed that crown. Just this morning, there were two Taylor Swift related posts about it being race week. Yep. Lewis Hamilton, one, giving us a Pride and Prejudice hand, just hands, with friendship bracelets, female gaze coded to the fucking ends of the universe.
Yep.
Followed up by Alpine posting Midnight's album cover with Pierre and Esteban and saying it's race week. Yep. And I know that the worst men in this community are fuming. Yeah. They're fuming that we won.
Yeah.
Can you imagine 3 years ago, 4 years ago when we started doing this?
No.
Seeing that stuff on our timeline, like, it's, I'm so happy that we get to engage in this sport in a way that is so meaningful to us, but absolutely, it's just like, it's incredible how far we've come. And I just know that those people who have constantly made us feel bad, who have constantly said that we don't have a space in this sport, are seeing their beloved sport be geared towards the female audience. Oh, I could cry. I'm so happy.
It's incredible. Like, it is so, so good. Just to watch all, like, first, I mean, part of it is, like, fucking annoying. So I'm like, okay, you guys are all cashing in now. Now yeah. You get it. Now, you, like, all these, like, sports leagues, like, the NFL is cashing in on Taylor Swift and, like, the female fans. But I'm also, like, good. I actually don't care. I'm annoyed, but I'm not that annoyed.
I'm more annoyed excited. It took you this
long, but I'm excited yes. that you're here. And I'm excited that you're, like, unashamedly doing these things
yeah.
and caring, and like, even if you're just like pandering to this audience right now, like, I don't care, because it's the optics are great. The optics yeah. are good, and the optics are going to help like what's actually going on.
Because like, even if it is pandering right now, like, the more it becomes mm-hmm. common in the conversation, then the less pandering it becomes, and the more exactly. ingrained it becomes. So it's like,
exactly,
it's getting there. And I, like, they could have easily been like, fuck that, we're not touching friendship bracelets with a 10-foot pole, but like, Austin is doing a whole friendship bracelet trading session, and like, it is, F1 is for the girls. The F and F1 is for the girls at this yeah. point. Like, thank you so much. We did it. We did it, Joe. We've worked yeah. hard for this level of recognition. I'm so glad we're here.
We earned it. We earned it. We've been through the fucking trenches to get here.
So
trenches.
Salute to the fellow ladies out there who just love this sport so much. It's our time.
It absolutely is. It absolutely is our time.
All right. And that concludes the driver section. Let's get into our favorite section.
Let's do it. The girls room. Yes. So Yuki was seen with a girl at some sporting match. I didn't actually catch what it was, but it was interesting because he was sitting next to this girl. It looked as though they were potentially holding hands. And then camera panned away, camera panned back, and there was someone sitting in between them. So it looks like someone's trying to throw us off the scent. So you know what? I applaud Yuki for, I think, like, we heard him first talk about having a girlfriend, like, 2 years ago, something like that. And so if he's kept it private for this long, like, props to him. And I will not go digging.
I'm not going to go digging. He doesn't want that. She doesn't want that, clearly. But
and I applaud them for keeping it as private as they have. And I just, like, really hope they're happy. I hope she's treating her little Yuki well. I hope Yuki's treating her well. I'm, like, very, very happy. Like, I just want him to be happy.
Yeah. It did pique my interest, though. Like, it did scratch an itch knowing that if that's, like, I just want to know, you know, I'm kind of nosy. I want to know what everyone looks like. I need to be able to visualize things in my mind. So getting a little peek of her, I think.
Just a little peek behind the curtain.
I'm just a little curious.
I'm not going behind the curtain, but I'm glad that I got a peek. She, like, stuck her head out of the curtain, then she went back. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm not going to go back there, but I'm glad that you poked out.
She said, don't come in. She put a sign on the door and said, don't come in. And we said, that's fair. We respect that boundary. I'm not going to.
But I'm glad that you peeked out a little bit. And I just got like a little
hint. Just know that I saw you.
Just a little bit of a hint. But that's it. That's all I want. I just, a little crumb. A little crumb trail is all I'm asking for.
100%. Now, I don't know if you saw this in the DMs. But someone slid in a little earlier with a couple of stories of this girl, this influencer, on the same flight as Esteban. Going to Qatar, she posted her passport and the Qatari Airways or airline photo and was like, ooh, and posted a photo of the little dessert with the little F1 chocolate car. And then Esteban also posted that he was on the flight. And so I don't know if this is maybe a little soft launch. They're dropping hints, but
does Esty have a new bestie?
Have a new bestie. She is blonde. She is skinny.
Classic. Classic.
I don't know what to tell you. That's what they all look like. So she's beautiful. She's stunning. She's gorgeous. Good for him. I don't know too much about her. I haven't done the research. I'm waiting to see a little bit more about how this potential relationship shakes out before I go digging. But this is a little bit of a rumor. This is a little bit of speculation. But
we love that, though.
Love when people are keeping eyes peeled.
Eyes peeled. Eyes peeled. For these types eyes of on situations. The watch.
Thanks, guys. Thank you for keeping us updated.
I want to do a couple more pieces of like girlfriend wag news, and then we have a very special conversation to get into. But Kika went to a party for Rhodes, which is Hailey Bieber's skincare makeup line, and met Kendall Jenner and Hailey Bieber. So
the photo was kind of awkward.
It was definitely awkward. She definitely was like, can I take a picture with you? But I'm like, wow, could this mean our little Kika star is about to rise? Who knows? Who knows? I mean, we know that Kendall is like an F1 fan and has like been to races before and knows Lewis. So like maybe we'll see her back around the paddock if she becomes friends with Kika. And then that would mean that Kim could go back around the paddock and meet up with Lewis, who Kendall's already friends with. And yeah, we could have that happen. So
exactly.
Brains are turning. This is good. Kika getting in with Kendall and Hailey can only mean good things for Lewis and Kim. So 100%. It's happening.
We're connecting the dots.
We are connecting the dots. Speaking of skinny, blonde, beautiful girlfriends, Mick and his new girlfriend, Layla, went to the Australia Zoo and got a tour from Robert Irwin. And I die because two sons of two international icons just hanging out and holding koala bears together. I was just like, I die.
Well, I'm pretty sure Mick did this as well. Him and Robert had some sort of meetup or collab when he was racing in Australia last year as well. I remember this was kind of a thing because I remember I made it out of context of them wrestling gators.
Yeah. No, exactly. No,
so I'm glad to see that they're still, I'm so happy that they're still friends. And like, he's just like, hey, bud, I'm going to be in Australia. Are you around? He's like, yeah, come through. I'll give you and your girlfriend a tour of the zoo. Like, I love it.
So cute.
And
literally. She's just like so beautiful. And like her photos are like so cute. And like her holding the animals. I loved it. I was like, this is so wholesome. This is a perfect date. Like, this is what I want to see more of. Like, it was so sweet. Yes. We also have a new F1 baby. New F1 baby unlocked. It's Carola and Sergio had their fourth child.
Congrats, mazel.
Congrats. I'm waiting for baby number 5 next year because they just fucking pop them out. I cannot believe
it. With her track record. Well, she needs a lot of anchor babies. Just say that.
So she must have seen.
Do we know the name? Seen
Sergio pick up another baby somewhere else and was like, "Listen, we're going home, and I'm getting pregnant tonight."
Do we know the name?
I don't think so. I think they just posted a photo. But I'm also obsessed with their photos whenever they have a new baby because it's like the classic photo. Like she's holding the baby, she's on the bed, and Sergio is like his head is just popping in from a side angle. He's wearing like the surgeon uniform, and it's just like, they're so funny. And I'm like,
well, that's why I honestly,
normal couple, like these are just normal people. He's just taking the same awkward, weird delivery room photo as everyone else.
I thought it was honestly
a repeat
photo. Like I was like, oh, someone, like one of the WAGS accounts must just be posting like a new, go like a photo. Hey, yeah, it's, hey, they're having a baby soon. Like, here's the last baby. But no, it was a new one. And I thought it was exactly the same. So could have fooled me. I don't know.
Could have fooled me. I also, we did not put this on the agenda, and shame on us. Lily He had such an incredible weekend at the NWA Championship, which is the an official LPGA tour event. She had her first top 10 finish. I think it was her first top 10 finish, but she got a 62 and a 65 on the weekend, which means a top 10 finish. And everyone was all excited for her. She did incredible in the event, and we are very proud of her. And I can't wait for her star to keep rising until they just take the world by storm as to masters of their class, and she's going to be an LPGA champion and Alex is going to be an F1 world champion, and they'll just be like the biggest power couple in the world, and I can't wait for it.
Plus, I can't wait for it either.
Incredible.
But I mean, she always does.
The biggest piece of news, we're starting a book club.
We always
try to start book clubs, but this one I really want to start a book club for, because Jerry Halliwell Horner's first young adult fantasy novel is here. It's out today, and the content has been incredible. I've been laughing all day. Her, like, little BBC segment about it, she's, like, in this field, and she's like, my book is out. And I was like, this is giving Herbert Linger Flutlein. Herbert Linger. Like, I was literally dying. I was screaming. It was amazing. Christian's post was giving absolutely gun to his head, held hostage, flipped to a random page in this book, because I know for certain you are not reading this book. That's for goddamn sure, is you have not read one word of it.
It was also the her photo dump of being like, I love New York. And it's like a photo of three random police officers that she saw in the corner. A couple of firefighters, like her in the middle of the street. I'm just like, what is happening here? What the fuck is going on? Ma'am, you are a Spice Girl. Don't act like this.
I was dying. I was like, everything about the promotion of this book has been hysterical, and I cannot wait to read it.
I can't wait to read it. I'm like, downloading it immediately. I have 10,000 other books that I need to read, but guess what? This is going straight
shooting to the top of the list. Like, it can't be that
difficult to read. Also, the world building can't be that difficult.
Also, her announcement for it being out, doing like Mean Girls, she's in the classroom with like actual teenagers who are like throwing paper airplanes, and she's like, it's October the 3rd, and my book is out. And I was like,
okay, what? But my question is, do you think she like really understood the reference, or the youths were just like, oh my God, this would be so funny. This is gonna hit.
If it's coming out on October the 3rd, you have to do it.
I think they should have done, though, someone should have been sitting in front of her and turned and said, hey, what day is it? I think that they kind of hit it, but they kind of missed the mark, you know?
Yeah, they tried, but they didn't succeed.
If they had asked us, we wouldn't have failed.
Wouldn't have failed on that. But yeah, the promotion of this book has been so incredible that like I have to read it. Like I have no choice. Like if I wasn't gonna, I am now, because it's been so funny. Here's the thing, is I wonder if they're media training Christian about like giving him the spark notes. Like, I wonder if he knows about it, because if I get to talk to him ever, first question, what's your favorite part of the book? What would you say is like the core theme of this book? And like, if you can give us an elevator pitch about what the book is about, what would it be? And I just want to know.
Christian, don't pretend to be a wife guy if you're not going to read your wife's books. Okay?
Like, I guarantee he is just like, okay, Jerry, like, go do your silly little book thing. And like, he's like, that's going to take up your time.
She's a motherfucking Spice Girl. She gets whatever she wants. Christian, you better read her book. Okay?
It's killing me.
My God. Yeah. So we'll have updates very soon about this book. So if you guys would like to join us in reading this book, we'll post dates on the story or on the timeline about when we're going to discuss this book. So you guys can all read ahead of that podcast episode where we'll kind of deep dive into it.
Yes, absolutely. And on that beautiful, hysterical note, it's time for us to wrap it up. I don't think we got any
manifest anymore. So
Someone did message us and said, where do I send a manifest minute to? But they never sent it.
So we're going to be manifesting for ourselves, guys. It's going to be selfish manifest minute soon. What did we say we were going to manifest earlier?
Us meeting Martin Garrix and having him on the
podcast. Oh, right.
Okay, but so we've already manifested that, I think, really.
That's true.
We talked about it enough on here. So we're just going to cut it off right about here. But thank you, everyone, for hanging out with us on this beautiful week. Hope everyone has a wonderful weekend. F1 is back. And until next week, we'll see you on the internet.
We'll see you guys on the internet. Bye.
Bye.